Damian, thanks for joining us. Obviously, our listeners are pretty aware of what is happening with the coronavirus. There was a talk earlier from state health officials that took place in Las Cruces this past week. Now, this has really impacted stores and items that they are usually stocked with. So I know you guys have a story on this. Can you kind of share with us a little bit about what you found?
Last Thursday, I just kind of took it upon myself to go out and hit up several local grocery stores. And what I found then was that some of them appeared to be harder hit than others. There are certain items that were just kind of hard to find anywhere, including disinfectant wipes, you know, Clorox wipes, Lysol. I was able to find a pretty good supply of those at Save Mart down on Valley Drive, but a lot of the local Walmarts were completely sold out. It was obvious that people are stocking up on dry goods like rice and beans. A lot of those shelves were becoming bare. And of course, bottled water. Lots of places were running low at that time. I spoke to Bob Bauer, who owns Toucan Market right across the street from NMSU, and he said that he hadn't really seen a whole lot. He hadn't seen a big rush on things, but they're also kind of a niche grocery store. They sell kind of specialty groceries. Although he did say that with the last order, he had purchased some extra rice, some extra beans, and a pallet of water, and was noticing that that those were starting to sell.
Obviously, we have had health officials weigh in on what the public should kind of keep in mind. What was some of the advice that they were giving folks?
Well, I was at that press conference that you spoke of last Thursday, and one of the things they told me is, you know, they certainly understand the alarm, the concern, but at this point, they said there's really no need to go crazy and start buying up everything at the grocery stores. The CDC recommends that that everyone be prepared. You know, that means always having enough food on hand to get you through a week or two. So there's nothing really wrong with that, but there's certainly no need to just go crazy right now.
Damian, we've seen the images from China, Iran, Italy on how cities have really come to a standstill on this issue. Going beyond grocery stores, local businesses in Las Cruces have to be pretty concerned about this issue. What are folks saying?
Well, one of the things that Bob Bauer told me was that he thinks that whenever New Mexico starts to see its first cases, that there will probably initially be a spike in business. But of course, that will be followed by a lull, common sense would dictate. That could impact, you know, area restaurants, virtually all businesses, if people are just inclined to not go out, to stay home.
And it's not just businesses. I mean, we're talking about events that could be happening in our area. I know a lot of folks are excited about upcoming concerts in Las Cruces.
The Bataan Memorial Death March came up at that press conference. And, you know, organizers there are definitely, I mean, this is top of mind for them. But you think about movie theaters, too. The new James Bond movie was just postponed because they were concerned that it may not get the box office draw that they would like to see while there's so much uncertainty around the spread of coronavirus.
Okay, Damian, thank you so much for updating us on the Monday Business Watch. And we'll look forward to talking with you next week. I'm sure this is an issue that we will be discussing in the future.
I'm sure we will.
Damian Willis is a lead reporter at the Las Cruces Sun News. Damian, folks can always keep up with your work at
lcsun-news.com and follow me on Twitter at Damian Willis.
All right, Damian, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Always a pleasure.